This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Last night, the Hawks fall to the Bucks, and that means they take a step back after taking a step forward the night before against Memphis. And ironically, Zachary Richachet, who was just named Rookie of the Month, is going to join us here in about 10 minutes. So we're going to talk to him about his rookie season, how things are going, the adjustment to the league, and all of that. But, Mike, last night, we found out something about this Hawks team that I think we've known, but it's becoming a little bit more clear as the season is going on. And, look, they're competing. They're in these games. Last night, this is a 121-121 game, and then all of a sudden, you know, the Bucks score the last 6 points. They end up winning 127-121. But this comes down to, like, the other night against Memphis, you make a play, you get a finish, you get a close, you had a moment. But we haven't had enough of those, and part of it is because we don't have enough closers on this team. Mike, if it's not Trey potentially closing the game, I mean, again, it was Caris LeVert two nights ago, who gets the pass from Dyson Daniels. But if it's not Trey, who else is closing the game for the Hawks?
Well, that's just it. I mean, Richachet the other night goes for 27, leads all scorers. Last night he couldn't hit anything. I mean, he was struggling. I was telling Carl, and we're going to talk to him coming up, because he's still learning his way in the NBA, and the knock on him, or at least the breakdown on him out of the draft, was he's going to work on his jump shot. You know, his jump shooting's got to improve. And sometimes it looks like the light's going on. Last night, just couldn't feel it. But, you know, free throws last night, I thought Trey went to the line 9 times. I think Greek Freak went 12. So that was almost pretty balanced, but they just were able to find the basket late in the game and outscored us by 9 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I, look, and again, I'm going to tell you, I think Zach is having a really good rookie season. Is it stellar? Is it one of the all-time great rookie seasons? No, but he's having a really good year.
But it's not bad.
We're not complaining
about it. We said yesterday, I mean, Alexander, remember that we had the big debate for about a month, Alexander Sarr versus Richachet. It looks like Richachet is going to be the right call. And he's also been one of the best players on the floor a couple nights this year. That's important.
So that's part of the issue. But I'm here to tell you, would it be an issue if Jalen Johnson was on the floor? Would this whole, we need another guy, another dude, another closer with Jalen Johnson on the floor? So we gotta slow our roll. And what I mean is, when we say, hey, we got to get another guy in here that can flat out score and can, you know, close games for you. Well, if you add Jalen Johnson to the mix, this again is a different team. And so, Mike, that is what I continue to try to tell myself as I saw this lead dwindle last night. And then all of a sudden you go, all right, it's a tie game. Who's going to take over? Everybody in the league knows, hey, if you blitz Trey, meaning I got to run a couple of guys at him, Mike, you're forcing somebody else to try to make shots.
Right.
And if you don't have guys who can do that consistently, well, then that's how you beat the Hawks. I'm going to run guys at Trey, get the ball out of his hands, and guess what? Richachet, you got to beat us. Dyson Daniels, you got to beat us. Caris LeVert, you got to beat us. And LeVert hit a big three, by the way, to tie the game, I think, at 121. But that's pretty much what we're watching as of late. And so the Hawks, again, trying to stay in the play-in as we speak, but also trying to make some room and get up into potentially, you know, the 7 or 8 spot. You don't want to be 9 or 10. We've said this, and that's kind of where we're sitting right now. But last night, that Bucks loss, and the Bucks are hot, by the way. They've right. won a few games
they've
now.
They've righted the ship now that the yes. Giannis is back and he's healthy. So it's just frustrating to as a fan. I was just telling Carl and Chris, our producer, before the show, I said, you realize, you know, Caris LeVert, who's been really popping, and he had 21 last night off the bench, he's a free agent next year.
Yep.
You're bringing him back, right?
You should, with the way he's played.
I mean, I get it. You know, you're moving guys, and you took on an expiring contract. Is Landry Fields and the front office feel that this is, and I think most Hawks fans would say, that's a guy you build with. That's a guy that's the bench. And then Jalen Johnson comes back. You go get a wing or whatever you want to do in that free agency money. You've got to go. Stop with the addition by subtraction. We've got to keep some of these guys on the roster.
It's a great
Bogey's
point.
Gone. I want this dude here.
Trae Young, 28-13 last night. And we're going to talk plenty about the Hawks with Zachary Richache coming up here on the show. But guys, we also are keeping a close eye on what's going down in the NFL. And I'll say this. When are the Falcons going to do something? Everybody else is doing something right now around the league. And I'm going to run down the list of things that are going on. Now, again, remember, none of this becomes official until the league year starts. But, guys, deals are done. What are we doing? Contracts are done. Teams are already cutting and releasing players and saving money.
Right.
So today, Tyler Lockett gets released by Seattle, Mike. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that's been the heart and soul of that Seattle team, going back to the Russell Wilson days. And as soon as this happens, DK Metcalf, that stud of a wide receiver, two-time Pro Bowler, goes, I want out. So he's asking for a trade. So all of a sudden now Seahawks are like, cool, we'll oblige you. We're going to see where we can maybe send you. He says he wants to go to a contender, whatever that means. Meanwhile, Christian Kirk is going to be released by the Jaguars. They're going to save $10 million, and all of a sudden you got another free agent wide receiver on the market. Sam Hubbard is retiring from the Bengals. Their D-line just got worse, and it was already bad. The Bears trade for Joe Thuney, from the Chiefs, who's a four-time Super Bowl winner, Mike. They're trying to protect their quarterback in Caleb Williams, and they already traded for Jonah Jackson from the Rams. So they went and got two guards in the middle of that offensive line. All this stuff is happening. The Raiders, we just found this out, Mike. Max Crosby gets a new three-year extension worth $106 million, $91 million guaranteed. What are the Falcons doing?
Well, I mean, we don't have a lot of money. I mean, first things first, I mean, we've got to find out, you know, and maybe they've already made their plan up about who's going to be cut. You know, I would think we're going to move on from whether it's Onyemata or Grady. You've got to find some savings to go get some of the things we want. We've got to figure out what the plan is in the middle. Is Ryan Neuzel done enough where he's going to be the guy that takes over for Drew Dahman? You'll let Drew Dahman walk because that might be an expensive proposition. I mean, I don't expect us to be linked. Maybe when this, you know, when the legal tampering starts, maybe we'll get linked to some of the free agent defensive linemen. But right now, I mean, I think it's more guys are kind of cleaning shop in-house, so, you know, moving on. Guys like, and by the way, Lockett was a fantasy killer for me this year. Did nothing.
He hurt you?
Yeah, I picked him up late. And just
was that Geno or him?
Well, either way, I didn't get the results. You know how I feel about Geno. Not a fan. You know, regular season stud.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know what you expect the Falcons to be doing right now unless, you know, who are we going to keep? Who are we going to lock in?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
There's just nobody on the defense I want to keep other than the guys that are already under contract.
Well, look, if they're on the same page that we're on, we should be hearing release, cut, release, saving money.
I get it. I mean, I agree with you. I don't know what the plan is. I mean, we know that they're window dressing on the Cousins thing, hoping they get a Hail Mary that somebody wants to make a trade. That's not going to happen. What about, though, you're right, Onyemata. When are we going to find out that Onyemata's been
released,
cut?
Release, cut, save money.
Sorry, Dave. Good guy, but got to go.
that's all I'm saying. Mike, I'm with you. I don't expect them, okay, immediately to be making blockbuster deals. What I do expect them to do is clean up our situation so that we can at least be a player come right. next week. That's all I'm saying. And I'm seeing all these other teams. Released, cut, release, trade. When are the Falcons going to do something?
And by the way, if you're a listener, don't you dare get on the text line and say, hey, let's go get Metcalf or Kirk. No. All right, again, I swear to God, I will come through the radio. I will find you on the internet. I will come through the computer and punch you in the head, okay? Stop it. I'm going to burst out of the TV screen, okay? Like the movie Tron, okay?
Whoa.
No.
Eric.
No, stop. Stop with this. I mean, we don't need – we're set with skill position guys, okay? You know, later if somebody's available as a free agent, we want to get some depth to the wide receiver, sure. But that's not what we need, okay? I want to hear about stealing Philadelphia Eagles that are free agents. That's what I want on defense.
Well, and there's a bunch of them. There's going to be at least three of those guys that are going to be available when the marketplace opens. And again, remember, once legal tampering starts, they may have deals. They probably will all have deals the first day that as soon as free agency begins. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Padley. Sell your home fast for cash, guys. That's P-A-D-L-Y. Check them out and make sure you go to Padley.com. I'll say this, and we're going to talk plenty about this today because more and more stuff is coming down. And again, this is just teams either making moves to help themselves in free agency like the Bears, but they got money, or these are teams cleaning up their own situation. This is where we should be. Let's clean up our own house. And you should be hearing that the Falcons are doing this, that, that, and the other.
Right.
And we're just not hearing any of that right now. So, meanwhile, I will tell you guys this. The Falcons, along with every other team in the NFL, they get 30 visits from the top 30 candidates that they believe that they're most interested in. Okay, not everybody's going to interview or bring in guys, the same people. But this process is starting. And some of this stuff I said to you guys will be announced. Some of it won't. Some guys will come to town and be like, they talked to that guy? They did. But today, Mike, Shamar Stewart, the kid out of Texas A&M, is visiting the Cardinals. He's one of their visits. They are in need of edge. And we talk about teams that we say, all right, well, where are we going to be in the top 15 if some of these other teams decide to do exactly what we think they're going to do? He is visiting the Cardinals. Will he visit the Falcons? My guess is probably yes. We don't know when. But some of these guys are going to come into town, and it will be common knowledge that, yeah, such and such came in because they want us to know. Some of these other guys, Mike, they try to keep a secret. I mean, Bijan came to town, guys, nobody even knew. They went to Texas and worked him out for damn near 3 days, and it was like nobody even was talking about it. So it's one of these situations where we're going to keep a close eye out on these 30 visits that they get, every team does, from their top prospects.
And you can help Dukes and Bell and be a little spy for us. If you see hanging out with Arthur Blank at Chops or at Bones, man, just let us know. Fill us in on that. But, you know, that's how Bijan went and got the dinner and wined and dined. But you said it. They knew this guy was going to be a star. They went back and researched everything in his history. And you got hep to the fact Bijan was coming our way. Don't need anything offensively other than maybe taking a flyer late round. And again, we don't have all the picks, guys. We don't have all the picks to go get the offensive line. But I'm just curious, how do we keep the good offensive line depth that we had the last few years? We've never had that for the Falcons, if we're honest. So that's one thing I'd like to keep. And that cuts into all the money that guys that are out now already spending on free agents we can't afford.
Yeah, and that's going on around the league. And listen, DK Metcalf is a hell of a receiver. I'm with Mike. Don't need it.
No.
We don't need it.
You know what? There's one guy I'd love to go get is Josh Sweat.
Yeah.
But again, the debate we've been having this week so far, Monday, Tuesday, is does Josh Sweat have the same impact with a bunch of guys who aren't great studs like the Eagles have surrounding him up in Philly?
Yeah. Are you the same dude? All right. Cut, cut, release, cut, save. When are they going to do something? We're keeping an eye out. Stay tuned. Coming up, Zachary Richache. He was just named the Rookie of the Month. He's been on a tear. Having a really good season for our Atlanta Hawks. We'll talk to him next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Release, release, cut, release, saving money.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell. Hawks lose one last night. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies the other night, and this dude that we're about to talk to went off. He's been having a really good season, was just named Rookie of the Month. Zachary Richache, the number one overall pick in the NBA for our Atlanta Hawks this season. And Zachary, it's good to have you back on the show, man. First and foremost, you know, we were talking to Coach Snyder about you, and he was saying, you know, everything's pointing up, man, and he feels like you feel more comfortable. You feel more comfortable? You feel like you're coming into your own right now?
Hey, how you doing? Yes, I'm feeling more comfortable. I feel like every game it's a new opportunity to learn, and just game after game I'm trying to learn every time I step on the court, and it's just a great feeling to be out there every night competing with my teammates.
Tout d'abord, excellent travail cette saison, mon ami.
Good French.
Thanks, man. Two years of high school. I got to bust it out sometimes, Zachary. No, we were just saying, man, to lead all the scorers the other night. Every night, every shooter, sometimes you feel it, you don't feel it, but you feel you're getting more comfortable with your shot in the NBA?
It's just about, like, repetition. I'm working out every day, make sure, I do the right thing. About my shooting form and to get the right rhythm too. So yeah, I just feel like every night it can be great. And I feel like we've been playing great too. And like I say, it's just getting the right rhythm. It's work also for my shooting.
Zachary Richache joining us here on the show. Hawks take on the Pacers. Ironically, it's 92.9 The Game night on Thursday night. We invite you guys to come down as our personalities will take over all the in-game stuff and be a part of what's going on inside the arena. Zachary, what's been the biggest adjustment for you in the NBA, man? Is it the travel? Is it just the level of play? What's been the biggest adjustment for you?
I probably say the travel. It's been crazy. to be honest, I wasn't used to travels. We play a lot too. We have a crazy schedule. Mm. So it's just different. Mm. It's just different. We playing back to back. Yeah, I feel like that was the biggest adjustment for me.
Yeah, every time we talk to guys, whether it's soccer players or football players or basketball, America is a big country. There's a lot of travel. Zachary Risache is with us here, guys, on Dukes and Bell. The relationship with Trey, how are you getting along with Trey and the guys?
It's great. It's great. Trey was the first one that I met because he invited me to, you know, in September, he invited me to join him in OKC for like a weekend with Dyson, and I had a really good time over there, and yeah, since day one, we started to, you know, get to know each other, and it's been great to play with him, and I feel like I also have like great teammates, everybody has confidence in me, and I feel like we've been playing great, and I'm feeling really good about my teammates on and off the court. They're great guys.
That's good to hear. Zachary, how's your physical development, man? I mean, look, you talk about the grind of the travel. I mean, the eating, the working out. I mean, how's your body feel at this point in the season with just, you know, 20-some-odd games left in the year?
I would say I'm tired, but I'm getting used to this feeling. So yeah. That's how I feel like the biggest part is to deal with the you know the fatigue and still be able to work hard every day, and the big deal is to be ready to play, you know, and you just gotta manage this aspect, and I feel like I'm feeling better every day. I'm getting more comfortable, so it's cool.
We're talking with Zachary Risache, our rookie, our first-round draft pick with the Hawks here on Dukes and Bell. The other night in Memphis, I was hoping Coach Snyder would say, keep shooting, because you were on fire. How's your relationship with Coach Snyder, and what is he telling you?
We have a great relationship. I feel like he has a lot of confidence in me, and as a shooter, as a, you know, young player, as a rookie, It's great to know that I'm really grateful, you know, and it keeps helping me a lot on my game. I can always ask him different type of questions. So yeah, it's like a free relationship where everybody can can speak to each other, and I'm great to have him as my coach, because it's been a great year for me, and I hope it's gonna get better.
Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month, Zachary Risache, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, for the month of February. Zach, what about the new guys, man? LeVert, Niang, Terrence Mann. These guys come in and they have really turned it on. They've really helped the squad. You know, nobody wants to see anybody traded, but when DeAndre Hunter left, a lot of Hawks fans were like, what's this going to look like? Talk about those guys, if you would, just a little.
I would say we really, like, lucky to have them. They contribute a lot to our team. They play hard. They play the right way. And off the court, they're great guys too. So yeah, we're really lucky to have them. It's been I said before, it was the deadline was kind of, you know, crazy. Nobody knew nothing, and just to be able to know, bounce back and see like the progress that we had, it's great.
Zachary Risache with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You're going to be 20 next month, so you're still a really young guy. You're a rookie. How cool has it been to meet some of the guys that you grew up idolizing, some of your favorite players? Who are some of the guys you got to meet so far in the NBA that you grew up watching?
Like you say, I'm really young, and just being able to compete with some of like the best players in the world, that I used to watch when growing up. It's such a great feeling. I feel really lucky, and I think I can learn even more now that I'm on the court with them, you know. And I'm just super grateful for that.
Zachary, you know Alex Saar, right, pretty well. I mean, you guys played against each other over there in France?
I know him a lot. We was on the same national team, in the youth category for, like, 3 summers in a row. We had a good time. He's a great guy. Great teammate also. So, yeah, I know him pretty well. And, I'm happy for him too.
Yeah, I was just curious, like, if you call him and, like, look, I'm having a better season than you. I didn't know if you just bust his chops a little bit since right. You guys go way back. Man, we wish you nothing but success. We're enjoying watching you continue to grow. By the way, as Mike mentioned, April 8th mm-hmm. is his birthday, so I'm sure you guys will be celebrating. And hopefully we can do something in the playoffs, man. Zachary, thanks for joining us, man, and good luck on Thursday night against the Pacers.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bon chance.
Have a great day.
Bon chance.
You too. I love it. I love he said, good French.
I've just got enough to be dangerous. Basically, I said, first off, great job this season. That's what I said in French, really.
You know what? And I'll say this for those, that may be your first time hearing Zachary. English is a second language.
He's getting better every day, man.
It's a hard language, guys. I mean, we take it for granted because it's our language, right. But it's not an easy language. And so he has to really take his time. And the only reason I'm saying this is because even on television, it's like you're asking him a question and he's really thinking about what he wants to say, Mike, before he says it. And people are like, can he speak English? Yes, he's fine. He's just got to get more comfortable, man. But kid's playing well. Right. Hopefully he can help us do some special things down the road.
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, like, that was when you go back and you read the scouting report. And as we said, last segment, we talked about, would it be Saar? Would it be Reese Hoshea? I mean, I think, he's had moments and he's actually, made highlights. And you feel like, the light is going on. He said it, too. He's working on his jump shot. You don't have a lot of time to really learn on the job. And it's like everything's coming at you as a rookie in the NBA. And he said the schedule, everything's just so new. But I think most Hawks fans feel good about this. I mean, I don't have anybody, no one ever hits us up to complain about Zachary Reese Hoshea.
Not at all. 404-726-0929, because I think they realize we did get the right guy.
Right.
And you put him with the other guys that we feel like are going to be here. This is a different looking team. And by the way, what he is in year one, he'll be completely different in year three. Once he starts to feel like, Mike, that confidence is there night in and night out, he's going to be a beast, man. All right, we got plenty more to dive into. Big show planned today. Our buddy Steve Weiss is going to stop by, Mike, a little bit later on. We're going to talk about all this stuff around the league. And, of course, Steve covered the Falcons for many years. We're going to get his thoughts about that as well. Also, Joe Patrick to stop by to talk Falcons and Atlanta United. I said, when are we going to hear something about the Falcons, what they're doing up there at Flowery Branch? Cut, release, save some money. We're still waiting.
You get nothing.
We're still waiting. We're coming back. Daily Downloads on the way next. I'm just looking at all the transactions right now around the National Football League. Again, none of this becoming official until the new league year starts, but there are a bunch of teams that are clearing cap space and telling players they'll trade them. DK Metcalf from the Seahawks says he wants out. He's got 1 year left on his deal, 2-time Pro Bowler, but after hearing that Tyler Lockett has been released or will be, he's like, all right, well, I want out. And we thought maybe he might get traded last year, and it didn't happen with DK Metcalf. But somebody is going to trade for him because he's dynamic, he's big. And, everybody immediately says Pete Carroll, because he knows all these guys. I don't think he's going to get everybody, okay?
But, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the Raiders, who just re-signed Max Crosby, or extended Max Crosby, and we'll get into that coming up in 4th-and-1. But, yeah, it's like Seattle, they whatever that window is with Geno, is that now closing?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they've got it. Like, Geno was a stopgap quarterback, and they did go to the playoffs 1 year. But there was always a ceiling with that nucleus. And now you see it kind of unraveling.
I agree. We'll get you caught up in all the latest news, including retirements, et cetera, which is affecting some teams as some players walk away. And then some teams are just trading guys that you didn't expect them to trade. But that's the nature of the offseason, and that's why it's so interesting. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Padley, P-A-D-L-Y. Sell your home fast for cash with PadleyBuys.com. It is Dukes and Bell, and we'd love to hear from you guys. guys hitting us up about Zachary Richache and saying, man, you know, that is the first time I've heard him, Dukes. And, yeah, look, I like his game. I think he's going to continue to grow and develop. Again, what is he, 6'9"? You know, I mean, 6'8", 6'8 and a half, whatever he is.
6'8", yeah.
Look, we need long wings that can shoot. And that is one of the reasons why they went him instead of Sarr.
Right.
Sarr may be a better post-up player, but, like, that's not how you win in this league.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, again, not watching much Washington Wizards basketballs, can't lie to you.
Who is? Who is?
I wonder if that old, what's his name, that maniac lawyer who used to sit behind the visitor's bench still has those seats. I remember when I had Bullets, that name was Bullets. Yeah, I mean, Gugliotta and like Rex Chapman and Never Nervous Purvis.
They had personalities.
Yeah, it was terrible basketball. He winning like 25 games a year. That's like every year. I think it was Wes Unseld would always be on that like rogues gallery of like the NBA lottery show.
Yeah.
All those sad sack general managers, the team's going nowhere. But anyway, getting back to Risa Shea. Yeah, I mean, we like him. We knew there was going to be, you know, a limit to how much of an impact he was going to have this year. But when you look at the bench we've added, and unfortunately we just cannot get the total package. We don't have DeAndre Hunter. He's gone. We don't have Jalen Johnson. He's hurt. So under the circumstances, let him take more shots. Let him get more experience. And just, we know, look, if we're going to do anything in this play-in, which we're stuck in, we're not going anywhere, it's going to be Trey, and it has to be Trey doing superstar Trey stuff. You know, however the matchup plays out. Unless, yeah, we want to be 7, get the more advantageous matchup, but there's really no difference between the 7 to 10 teams right now.
No. I totally agree. Speaking of news, Eagles are re-signing all-pro linebacker Zach Bond.
Oh, there you go.
Bond is, 3 years, $51 million deal, $34 million in guarantees. So he's back with the Eagles, and he was really good. I mean, he was an outside guy, by the way, that they moved inside. And he turned into an all-pro.
Remember, you might remember him as a Saint. I don't really remember him being a playmaker with the Saints. But again, some of this goes back to you and me talking about when you've got such a great nucleus of defensive pieces around you, mm-hmm. he pops and fits what they were doing.
So here's what's funny. We were tied to him if he was going to hit the open market. You talked about linebackers yesterday.
Yeah, I mentioned him yesterday.
We were talking about the Alabama linebacker, drafting potentially linebackers. But this is a guy that would have upgraded our linebacker room. He doesn't hit the open market. You know why? Because good players don't hit the open market. Right. Most good players that are on teams that work, like the Eagles, these guys, the reason they're letting the other guys go, Mike, is because they can't keep everybody. So they're choosing and picking who they can and want to keep. And you go, all right, well, what's their linebacker situation? Well, you got one guy coming off an injury. You got one guy that's going to leave in free agency. And now you had Zach's situation where he was supposed to hit the market. And they are like, nah, we'll keep him. 3 years, $51 million. I'm like, that's reasonable.
They created $6 million the other day when they moved on from Darius Slay and Bradbury. So that, you know, that's all part of, like, as you say, you can always find a way to make some money for your cap space. But yeah, be curious to see how they feel about prioritizing Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. And how, you know, can they get two of the three? We'll find out.
What's up, Chris? Chris has some news on this.
Yeah, so I was actually going to, it's ironic that we're talking about this now. I was going to have this for a topic for us tomorrow because ESPN put out a big list of which teams can make a run at which players. And they predicted the Falcons make a run at Bond. The offer, $31.3 million, 17.6 guaranteed for 3 years.
Yeah.
Stating that inside linebackers probably not our top priority with edge and cornerback, but new Falcons DC Jeff Ulbrich has promised a defense that will be more than multiple than just strictly lining up in a 3-4 or a 4-3.
You need versatile guys. He gets more staying with the Eagles than we would have been able to offer him because, again, that's just where we're at. But that is something that I had heard is if he hits the market, that is a guy that upgrades our linebacking room. Well, he's not going to hit the market. So we don't have to talk about that. But that's a good move for the Eagles, man, to retain him. I really do.
I also, you know, we said if you're Vrabel, you know, there's probably a bunch of Eagles you may covet. And we'll see if they kind of come heavy because they've got a lot of cap space to kind of turn that thing around. And certainly be interesting to see if they kind of do some of the things with the, you know, you mentioned Lockett to the Patriots want to, I don't know, run some, not retreads, but maybe try to beef up some of the offensive weapons, right, for Drake May as they're trying to, you know, kind of get things rolling up there.
I agree. I think they are going to be active. Don't be surprised you like the Patriots did this, and this, because I do think they're going to fill some of those holes, and then Vrabel's going to go get the defensive guys he wants to get to try to start building that thing. But, yeah, Mike, they got all that money to spend. They can put some weapons finally around Drake May. The problem with the Patriots was they didn't scare anybody last year. They offensively, they were not good down the field. Even though Drake May looked good at the end, They didn't have anybody that you went, uh-oh, we got to cover this guy. Like, they didn't have anybody on the outside. So I'm with you. I would at least go explore some of these guys, that, especially at wide receiver, that are going to be available.
It's interesting that, you know, Jonathan Allen, you know, Dan Quinn and the Commanders are moving on. They're allowing him to explore some trade options and get out of there because they're the third most cap space right now. We mentioned the Patriots. The Raiders, they're doing the deal with Max Crosby, but they've got a ton of space. Then it's Arizona. Interesting story would be how the Chargers try to beef things up, moving on from Bosa and also, you know, trying to get some big-time wide receivers, whether they decide to do it through the draft and get, you know, Harbaugh, he'll always take more offensive linemen, but try to get things going. That's a sexy team with lots of cap space. And Minnesota, even though they're moving on from Darnold, they're going to put all their eggs in the J.J. McCarthy basket. They're top six right now in cap space. And the Steelers, by the way, are also in a good spot right now cap-wise.
Yeah, boy, but I don't see him spending that money on a quarterback.
That's just it. What are you going to spend it on?
Yeah, I don't see him spending that money on a quarterback. We got a lot more NFL stuff going on, but these stories are developing as we continue throughout the day. What have the Falcons done? It's Dukes and Bell.
Let me be honest now. The legal tampering starts Monday.
So that
ridiculous setup the NFL's come up with the last couple of years. Do you feel that we'll get some news dump on some stuff with Grady, like on a Friday afternoon or a Saturday?
Look, I think in the next couple of days we're going to hear, and I'm busting chops because I know they're working up there, but I'm busting chops simply because it seems like everybody else around us and around the league, they're moving forward. This news is leaking out that they're either cutting, releasing guys, and saving money here, there, or the other. That's all I'm waiting for. I'm not telling you that we're going to go sign the top free agent in this class, but that's what I'm waiting for because, Mike, that's going to give us an idea of what we're playing with. Are we playing with $50 million? Or are we playing with $30 million?
Again, we perceive that they're going to cut a bunch of guys off the defensive line. They may have a completely different idea about this. You know, we've been talking about Grady for months about restructuring, or he's got to take a pay cut, or he's got to go. Onyemata, I would just cut outright. You know, there's lots of guys that are unrestricted free agents you're not bringing back. You know, there's no reason to bring Lorenzo Carter back. We know the ceiling there. But I don't know, unless they feel weird about if it is Grady's going to be one of the guys that the axe is going to fall on, that's something they're just not prepared to be talking about anytime soon. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know me, man. I'm always trying to read the tea leaves. I have no idea what these guys are doing.
Have the Falcons done anything? Always behind the glass. He's our engineer. Turtle is our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
What you doing, Terry?
Story number one.
Star took the lead last night. That's Trae Young. Listen to what he said after the loss to the Bucks, 127-121. Guys, this game was tied at 121 apiece. Bucks scored the last six. Ball game.
Tonight's game is not anybody but me. I got to make some more shots late in the game, and I got some looks, and can't depend on the ref to do their job. So I gotta be better, and I will be.
Can't depend on the refs, Mike. He says, I'm not getting calls. That's the translation.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. Giannis got to the stripe 12 times. Trae got 9 trips to the stripe. So, you know, one thing, and I appreciate the guy. I want to make sure I get the name right. We'll give him a producer, associate producer credit today as I was, you know, it's funny, it's something that kind of falls into your streams. In Snyder We Trust is the dude's tag on Twitter.
I like it.
He goes, Hawks are leaving a ton of points on the board. You and I were talking about this earlier. You see when you're doing the FanDuel Sports and up close and personal watching the TV. But anyway, we're missing a bunch of free throws. Since January 25th, the Hawks have shot 56.6 on shots that are considered layups. Since the Knicks game on February 12th, Hawks have shot 52.8. So if you think that Trae is missing runners, if you think if we should talk to Reece Hoshea, Zach can be better. We all know about Capella's preponderance for yakking it up near the in the painted area, but we're missing bunnies, basically. You can't do that when you're already struggling.
It's a great point. What's the Twitter
dude's handle? Dude's name is Snyder We Trust.
Yeah, I like it. And Snyder's right. And it is a variety of guys. And man, look, when you get layup opportunities in this league and you leave them short or you're missing flat-out layups because you didn't use the glass or whatever it might be, Mike, that's rookie stuff. That's like you cannot expect to win games that are close like last night's game. And Trae's right. He had some open looks. I don't put it solely on him, but that's what we talked about at the start of the show, closers. He's the only one that you go, all right, go close the game. And if you're not running guys at him, then he's got to trust his teammates to finish it. So that is interesting, though, about the free throws.
Because, you know, let's be honest. I mean, to get 15 points from Muhammad Gay, I mean, that's 10 more than I expected, if I'm honest. Trae goes for 28 last night, a double-double with 13. And Dyson, you know, I mean, he had a decent night shooting, continues to do what he does. He'll see how many steals, just 2 for him. Yeah. That's an off night.
Yeah, that is an off night, usually 4 or 5. Let's get to story number 2.
Story number 2.
Mike, he's got 50,000 points. That is regular season and postseason. I'm talking about LeBron James. This is when it happened last night. Listen to this.
LeBron, open three. Got it! 22 seasons, 40 years of age. LeBron James, 50,002 points.
Crowd is still buzzing after LeBron made a routine three-pointer to go over the 50,000 mark.
Lakers are hot, and Mike, we always say this, if you don't love yourself, who's going to love you?
Right.
This is what he said in the post game.
I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. It's a hell of a lot of points. I'm super blessed to be able to put that many points up in the best league in the world with the best players in the world over my career, so it's pretty special.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Humility was never LeBron's strong suit from the time he tatted Chosen One on his back. But, yeah, man, 34 last night for a guy who, again, you've got to pace yourself, Holmes. You got to be ready for that big run through May in the playoffs. And Luka Doncic, 30 points last night. So 64 from Bron and Luka. How about them apples?
Well, they're coming together, man. But congratulations to LeBron.
By the way, I celebrate for LeBron. I ordered him Cookie Puss.
Okay. I hope he likes it.
What? Why? I didn't eat. It's for LeBron. Who doesn't like ice cream cake?
He does not.
We never had this in Slovenia. What? It's a fact. It's not a joke. You think to grow up without soft serve ice cream is funny? That's why I make up for lost time here in the U.S.
I love soft serve. So good. Matter of fact, now you got me wanting to stop at McDonald's on the way home and get a soft serve.
Don't worry. Forget about McDonald's ice cream machine never works.
you've been here long enough to know
Slovenia,
that,
not in Slovenia, not in Texas, not in Southern California.
You've been here a while.
Again,
then.
This is not a joke. This is factual statement.
That is fact. Hey, LeBron, 50,000 points. Again, congratulations. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Hey, Mike White, dog's chances of getting to the big dance. Mm. This is Mike White, the dog's head basketball coach.
We just can't worry about that stuff. We're appreciative that you get positive accolades and attention, and our guys have earned that with their play, and their resilience and their growth as individuals and their growth collectively, with their connection. And you beat number three and you go on the road and get two straight quad ones. We've done some good things.
Now, everybody's wondering just how many teams are the SEC going to get. I was watching some highlights this morning, for instance, Ohio State is hanging on. Is it all about brand equity? And, the Big Ten's got to have a couple of big brands in there, too. Joe Lenardi's got a column today that basically says, if you are trying to attempt the record as the NCAA is for the most bids from a conference, then who's going to be out? The standard is important, Carl. Four games under 500 in the conference. I mean, you look at West Virginia. They went a couple of years back at 19-5, 17-11 in the Big 12. And the latest bracketology, both Georgia and Arkansas would equal that mark in the SEC. So they're literally on the bubble. I mean, Georgia is literally on the tightrope right now. And certainly you would argue they're doing better than Texas is right now to make it.
They are. They beat South Carolina. That's what he's alluding to. So a good win for the Dogs. And what about their tough schedule? Mike White addressed it.
But it's not like we lost nine games. I want to say we were the underdog in maybe all nine, so we're thankful we won the other two. I mean, it's the best league in the history of college basketball. So it's not, when you're hearing what's wrong with Georgia, and I tried to tell our guys that in different words and in different ways, the negative noise, let's just keep getting better. A lot of teams would have lost to the team we just lost to. Let's get better today. Let's focus on the next one.
Well, I mean, it's just blowing leads. I mean, Kentucky's not great away. Kentucky's 3-6 on the road. Georgia's 3-7. Kentucky's obviously got the pedigree, but they're ranked 19. Georgia at 19-11, 7-10 in the SEC. To me, it's not negative, Mike. We're just saying when you blow big leads, and then some games get just completely blown out of the gym. That's been part of the narrative this year. But hopefully you're getting hot at the right time to wrap the season up.
Kentucky's banged up. If they get their guys back, they're really good. I don't know what to think of Georgia's up and down. I don't, Mike. Sometimes you said it. They're in games, and then they're not. And so they found a way to put two back-to-back.
Hey, how about Auburn last night?
We got to mention Texas A&M. This is another thing about the SEC. When's the last time you mentioned Texas A&M basketball? Buzz is doing a great job coaching there. And I'm telling you, Auburn went on the road last night and found themselves struggling. They lose 83-72.
And those are grown men. Those are 25. The average age, 24 and a half at Auburn?
Yeah.
And those guys, they were physical. And Bruce Pearl said, literally, they just physically dominated us, did the Aggies.
Well, they pressed them. It was interesting, man. I mean, like, there may be, you might have got a little formula there to beat Auburn in the tournament. We're going to see. Auburn is still the number one team in my eyes. Hey, we're coming back. The latest around the NFL. When are the Falcons going to do something?
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.